Hi everybody, and welcome to a Meal Monday. I'm going to make today what has become a staple for my potlucks, since this is a potluck season. It is Asian-style slaw, and the recipe is from Food Network in the Kitchen. It's an app. I don't know whether it's accessible. I haven't tried it that way with voiceover, I mean. But it's courtesy of Dave Lieberman. L-I-E-B-E-R-M-A-N. And the show, it's from Good Deal with Dave Lieberman. And this is a good deal. It's very economical. It feeds 12 easily or more, depending on what you're using it for. Ingredients: one bunch of green onions, trimmed and thinly sliced. Now, for me, I don't trim the tops off. I use the whole green onion. 2 16-ounce bags coleslaw mix, or 1 16-ounce bag each of shredded green and shredded red cabbage. I go with the deli-style coleslaw, personally. One small red onion, thinly sliced, 1/4 cup soy sauce, 1/4 cup lemon juice, 1/4 cup vegetable oil. I go down with that because I am not an oil fan. And I also try and use olive oil. 2 tablespoons fresh grated ginger, 2 tablespoons white vinegar, 2 tablespoons dark brown sugar, 2 tablespoons Asian sesame oil, 2 teaspoons sesame seeds, and that's optional. 1 teaspoon salt. I don't bother because you're going to have, you have your soy sauce, and that's sweet enough. Oh, that's salty enough, at least to me. And 20 grinds, he says, thereabouts, black pepper. So I'm going to go through my version of that. I'm going to make the dressing first, and then that way it gives it time to marry. So what we'll do is we'll start there. I'll give you the sounds as I'm working through, but we'll pause there for right now, and we'll, so I can get the ingredients, at least for the dressing. Okay, we're back. So what I've done is I've grabbed the ginger. Now, one thing that is a tip, if you're saying, well, I don't have grated ginger, well, you can use ginger powder. But here's something else to consider. Ginger is economical. There's actually no reason why you can have it all the time in its fresh state. I'm using a rasp to grate it. I'm going to check. But the reason why I say that is in the its fresh state, if you throw it in the, as soon as you get it, throw it in a Ziploc and throw it in the freezer. If you want to keep some of it out, keep some of, like, a little bit of it out. But this will keep a long time in the freezer. I'm still working off a lot of it that I bought a long time ago. I'm wishing I hadn't bought so much. But it's so easy to grate up ginger or cut it up, whatever you need in a meal. Just in talking to you there, I've gotten a tablespoon of ginger. So I'm going to stick that in my bowl, and I'm going to work on the next one. So you've got already the idea of what it sounds like. I'm going to, I'll come back. Okay, so next I have soy sauce, and that's a quarter cup. Now, I have found that this is, with a lot of recipes, you start out as a guide. I have used, it's a good thing I have another thing of soy sauce. I have used the recipes to be as a guide. I went one time and I put just an Italian salad dressing. Another time I put, there was a mango sesame, dressing made with honey that I found. That's interesting, nobody was there. It was yummy. So you can use whatever dressing. In fact, Kraft makes an Asian sesame dressing that is really good. So that's our soy sauce. I'm glad I bought another one that's nice big. Lasts. I'm gonna leave it there right now. When I've got this part done, I will come back to you, because that time it'll be putting the salad together, at the very least cutting up the onion and stuff. Okay, so what I'm gonna do now is throw in the 20 coins. That's the pepper. So I decided that I think this is going to be it. Basically, all that's going to go in after I whisk this together is throw everything into the container. And I recommend the biggest container that you've got, because this is a lot of pepper. And they say to wait until about no more than an hour before serving. I say do it whenever you want, because the flavors marry with the cabbage. Yes, it may look limp, but it's just some sesame seeds going in there. But it's well worth it. Now, a couple substitutions. I couldn't find my brown sugar, so I used white. So that'll make this taste change. I also use rice wine vinegar, make it more authentic. So anyway, that's my meal Monday. I'm going to leave it there. Leave the last few minutes whisking this around. Whisk it around every so often, because it will separate. Once you get it in there, whisk, just shake it around if you got a lid. And then when you get to your destination, sprinkle some more sesame seeds on the top. That's what I do for a garnish. May your journeys be safe, take care, and God bless.